Page 178. Read. Origami.
Maki woke up early. Her room was quiet. Everyone was sleeping, even her little sister Akiko in the bed next to hers. What could she do?
I know, she thought. I can do origami.
On the table was some colored paper. Maki got out of bed quietly. The paper was shiny, and there were a lot of colors. Maki folded a red square, bending the paper in the middle and at the edges. She worked until it was done. Suddenly, it was a crane. The crane looked lonely, so she made another, this time a blue one. Soon she had a whole row of origami cranes.
Would you like some friends?
Maki asked the cranes.
Oh, yes, said the cranes. You can speak?
Maki laughed.
Of course, you're in our origami world now.
So Maki picked up more paper. She made an orange seal. Seals like to play, Maki knew. So she made him a purple ball.
Thanks, said the seal,
and he rolled the ball back to her. They played and played until Maki had another idea. With blue paper, Maki made water, crumpling it to make waves. Maki dived into the water and swam happily with the cranes and seal. A green fish jumped through the air, but something was missing. Maki remembered her sister, Akiko. She missed her and wanted to see her. Maki saw a sailboat. The boat came near, and Maki heard a voice.
All aboard, the voice said.
Maki looked up. It was her sister's voice. Akiko was awake and looking for her in the origami world. She climbed into the sailboat.
Hello, Akiko, she said.
Her new friends looked at her from the water, smiling. In Maki's hands was one last piece of paper. It was golden. Maki folded it, threw it high into the air, and made a big round sun.